to have teachers who really looked out for you and made you feel seen. That was just so important to my development.
Guardians of the Future. It is a Bridgeport documentary that recently became public. In fact, that was a very short snippet of a 21-minute documentary that is now available to you on YouTube. And I actually will link it to this podcast after we finish up chatting with the creator of the documentary. Dan Wilnicki is here. And Dan, welcome to the show. I know on the air as well, we have Joe Sokolovic, who is with the Board of Education and actually sent me this video. And so I welcome you both to the show to talk more about this.
Thank you.
I'm happy to be here.
Glad to have you both here. Dan, I'm going to first just ask Joe really quickly, then I want to come back to you, obviously, talking about the details behind this documentary. But Joe, why have this? Why create this? Because for people who haven't watched it yet, I watched the entire 21 minutes. It's very powerful. It looks at really a calendar year. It really looks at this last year. If you go from a year ago today to now, all of the trials, challenges, and valleys that the Bridgeport Public School System has gone through, literally from the fall of 24 to now 25. Why highlight this?
Oh, I highlight. Yeah, you mentioned creation. I just want to be clear that I have nothing to do with its creation, but why highlight it?
Yeah.
Because it's very important it gets out there because it shows the power of the people to make change. Now, as you've been watching for the whole longer than the whole year that Dan covered, from basically its inception, you'll recall it was only like three or four of us really raising our voices up, and it grew. You could see the evolution of the movement to create the change that happened, to finally get new leadership on the board and new leadership in administrative offices. And it's very important that this is highlighted because that's the power of advocacy. And we need to shift that power of advocacy from the last year to future funding, because as you know, our schools are still severely underfunded. And the governor and the mayor, they have like $1 million PR firm. And we got basically guerrilla tactics like this.
So, Dan Wilnicki, first of all, I'd love to introduce, are you a filmmaker? What is your connection to this story?
I'm a filmmaker, and I would also consider myself a journalist. And my connection to the story is over the past year, I took a screenwriting class, and I met the wonderful Anne Trapasso, and she was a 30-year veteran teacher in Bridgeport, and I got to know her very well, and she was telling me a lot of different things that were going on with the parent walk and different protests that were happening, and my journalistic mind perked up, and I just wanted to hear more, and I kept following leads, meeting more and more people, and documenting everything along the way. And the story just unraveled through my journey through Bridgeport.
So, Dan, it's interesting you bring up Anne because she was instrumental in my journalistic work as well. So back in the spring of 24, when the former superintendent was in her role, Dr. Carmela Levy-David, I had Dr. Levy-David on my show several times. And every time she came on, there was a real disconnect with my listeners. There were teachers and faculty members, people who really worked in education, specifically in Bridgeport, who said, you're not getting the whole story. You're not seeing everything that's going on. You're not getting both sides. And so Anne was very instrumental in getting me a group of about 20 to 24 teachers all across K through 12, some in special ed, others who were just, you know, again, fall in the range of K to 12. And I sat with all of them on the off hours. They were out of school. I was done with the show at a local diner in Bridgeport. And I sat and spoke with them for almost 2 hours. And their testimonials, which I shared on the air, I think were instrumental in essentially Dr. Levy-David being removed from that role. Now, again, not taking credit, but to bring up Anne, I do think there is, and you could certainly speak to this in your documentary, I think, you know, what you and Joe are talking about is the importance of local voice, whether it was teachers or parents going to some of those meetings. There have been a lot of changes in just the last year, but it really highlights, I think, only a snippet of a very big story, which has to do with a school district that has just been overlooked with a lot of issues in the past. Would you agree?
Yeah, I really love what you said. I think there's such an important power with highlighting and uplifting voices. And so I'm really very, honored to speak with you because I think, yeah, you are a wonderful journalist. I've listened to the show a couple of times and you have such a great, you have such great questions and you're so caring.
Thanks, Dan. And
I tried to bring that to the documentary as well, that there's a school of journalism called constructive journalism. And I think that was kind of my philosophy going through it, where there's difficult things happening to the people in the documentary. And we need to acknowledge the difficulties that are happening, but also highlighting the beauty of that strength and power of working through those issues and not giving up. And so, showing just the strength of a voice that really is not going to back down, and the inspiration that can come of that, and it was beautiful to document so many voices.
Yeah, I thought it was really well done. Again, you're hearing from Dan Wilnicki, who is the creator of this documentary. It's called Guardians of the Future, a Bridgeport documentary. It is available publicly online. I'm going to give you the link on our website, voiceofct.com. I'm going to link it to this podcast as we're talking to not just Dan, but also Joe Sokolovic, who is here from the Board of Ed. Joe, I got to credit you as well. You were one of the few voices from the Board of Ed side of things who really kept me in the loop of, hey, you've got to see these meetings happening online. And the importance of, you know, why if we're out of COVID times and even the legislators up in Hartford, if they're meeting back in person, why are our meetings being done online? Leading to some pretty controversial interviews right here on this show, including the former chairwoman of the Board of Ed. And eventually the mayor and others saying you can't keep doing these things online. And Dan, I thought your documentary really highlighted the power of in-person meetings, and so, Joe, I wanted to also talk, have you talk about that end of things, certainly the importance of leadership, but the Board of Ed and where it really had been for a long time, well over, just a year.
Yeah, it just like I said, it goes to show the power of advocacy, and there's nothing like that advocacy when it's in your face. When we do the radio shows and when we do the editorials and the op-eds and the Facebook posts, that's not personal touch. But when the people are in front of you and you're looking them in their eyes and you can see the passion in their eyes and the issues that they bring before you, that changes the whole narrative. I mean, it's a lot harder to marginalize somebody who's standing right in front of you and in numbers.
True. Very true. Dan, I'm curious because your documentary, because the story is not done right, is a little bit of a cliffhanger, quite frankly. What happens next? Do you do a second one? Do you continue this series? Or what is your plan for Bridgeport Schools in this coverage?
That's a great question. Two ideas I have are more opportunities to show the film in community settings where there can be potentially roundtable discussions after the showing, and just having more conversations in person, like you were saying, the importance of these in-person meetings. Another thing is, I'm always journalistically minded. I'm welcome, interested in documenting more into the future, absolutely. But also, I think developing a media literacy course or a video journalism course for maybe middle schoolers to help inspire them to try to be more active in documenting things in their life that they think are issues, to get more attention to it and helping people get the tools to do that is something I care about.
Yeah, that would be so moving. And certainly having that journalistic integrity taught at a very young age would help on so many different levels for a lot of different reasons. But certainly getting that perspective as well out of Bridgeport would be really moving. The documentary is called Guardians of the Future, a Bridgeport documentary. We are going to link it to our website, voiceofct.com. I want to thank you both for taking the time to come on and talk about this. And Dan, thank you for creating this. I think it really does highlight what is a bigger story out of Bridgeport. And the story is certainly far from over. Joe, you could tell anybody that. And so I appreciate you taking the time to create this and make it public and just give people a look back in literally a 21-minute documentary as to what has gone on in just a year's time. It's extraordinary in the power of voice. So thank you both. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Melissa, for having me. And as always, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you again. We are going to link that documentary again. It's Guardians of the Future, a Bridgeport documentary, to our website, voiceofct.com.